This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To get my first rookie contract is lit.
Quarterback room is fun. Every day is fun going in there. Everything's real good. I'm happy. Well, you got a bunch of different personalities in the quarterback room. So talk to the quarterbacks that took NFL snaps, that played in the league. So you live in the experience through them also. You know, and ask them whatever questions come to mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shador Sanders. In his podcast, it's called the Two Legendary Podcast, with the number two there. It's Shador Sanders, ladies and gentlemen.
I would need to rename that.
Oh, yeah, it's got to be 12 Legendary.
Yeah.
That is what it is now. It's called the can you call it the Legendary Podcast, or does someone else have it? Someone probably else probably has a Legendary Podcast. He's a young man. He's late to the game on that type of stuff. All right, that's Shador Sanders on his podcast talking about the Browns quarterback room and how it's nice to be around the Browns quarterback room. Got vets there, got Kenny Pickett, and got Joe Flacco and everything else. You got to see the difference in this, because I think Browns fans, like, as we go through like the summer, and you got to remind me here when we're going to decide I'm going to put the QB tiers out there. Of what the QB... Do I put all four QBs in my QB tiers for 2025?
You're going to have to.
I got to put all four Browns quarterbacks in there?
I think you name the tiers after the Browns quarterback.
Because I think we had like 36 or 7 QBs in the tiers last year. Because now you're getting more guys who are like, all right, this guy could end up starting because this is injury or this guy's older. It's the quarterback position. We're going backwards a little bit here on like... There's a few really, really good ones, and the rest of them are just plop. They exist, and you got to have somebody play the position, so here's a warm body, and that's what they play.
I like that, though, Owen. So, like, your elite tier would have to be Otto Graham. Then you got your Bernie, Baker, then, you know, the precipitous fall.
DeSean Kaiser.
If there was a Brett, the Browns. Ooh, gosh,
what's the DeSean Watson tier? Is that the lowest? Is that Manziel? Who played worse?
DeSean played worse.
Did Manziel get a game
Johnny
ball?
Johnny Manziel's
though?
In a record book.
Johnny made more excuses though.
Did Manziel get a game ball from his head coach?
I doubt it.
Because DeSean Watson did.
You love to remind us all of that, don't you? You love to remind us of that. Speaking of forced leadership, there you go. But the QB tiers will come out. I think the Browns fans are going to notice something interesting here. Because we're about to play something for you that you guys are going to go, yeah, and? Here is Colin Cowherd. Is this audio courtesy of Volume or Fox Sports 1? The Herd. Okay, so this is Colin Cowherd on his show on Fox Sports 1, where he is predicting something I think you guys all understand.
Justin, I've seen enough. I'm calling in a wrap. The Herd Newsroom is calling it in Ohio. By a landslide, Shador Sanders should be starting. We are calling Ohio as the projected winner in a race that is not as close as the fake news projected. You can keep selling me on Pickett. You can keep selling me on Dylan Gabriel. Now, Flacco, I buy. Flacco, I like. He's one of my favorite guys that's ever played in the league. He's like, everybody likes Flacco, and I think he's going to win the starting job initially. I really like Flacco, but I'm calling it for Shador.
I absolutely love it. Because Browns fans know, like, I don't think Browns fans are thinking week one. I don't think they're thinking that.
Yeah.
But it's like, hey, he's going to play. He's going to start. He's going to make the team. He's going to start at some point. Like, I heard the other stuff from the other national shows out there. They had the breakfast ball or the whatever, breakfast mulligans or whatever in the morning over there on FS1 as well. And they're talking about, well, this is why you don't make a big deal about OTAs and about guys going out and earning a spot. And I think there is a big divide between Browns fans and everybody else around the country. Because I think there are people around the country going, oh, wait a minute. This guy's a fifth-round pick. He's got to make the team first. Like, I've listened to a lot of people who are the football guys I've listened to. And they're like, boy, we got to slow down on Shador Sanders. He's got to make the team first. He's a fifth-round pick. I go, boy, you guys don't really pay attention to Cleveland the way you do. Well, you would say you would. And hey, if I was in one of these other cities, maybe I wouldn't as well. Fair. But for a Browns fan who's just waking up this morning and going to work, this is old hat. Like, you know he's going to make the team.
Yeah,
you know he's going to play.
I just imagine the national guys from 30,000 feet, like you referenced on Lateral Hazard Show or whatever it is, that they are saying that he is not, because he was drafted in the fifth round instead of the first round, that it, I'm sorry, the joke totally threw me off. I never did. I was trying so hard to shoehorn the joke
go
in
ahead.
That
good.
I lost my train of thought. That's never happened before. But I think that
that's what the new show's called, Train of Thought.
When they see him as a fifth-round pick for the bad Browns, for the 4.5 to 5.5 win Browns, they're just assuming, well, he's fourth in the depth chart. He's not going to make the team,
which
is not the case.
I think they're all having a different fight. So, like, I don't like to play a lot of clips from a lot of national shows. I really don't. Because it's like, well, are we when we first got Baker here, are we going to be the Colin Cowherd review show, or are we going to actually give our own thoughts here? Like, that's one of the things.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I said to you off air, because I got nothing against Colin Cowherd. I've actually find him entertaining for a long period of time. But are we just going to play those clips all the time? But I wanted to use that as an example, because here's Colin Cowherd saying that, hey, he's going to start. And there's a fight from New York to Los Angeles and all those other cities. But in Cleveland, they're like, well, I don't think he's going to start week one, but he's going to make the team and he's going to start. Unless Shedeur Sanders turns around in Berea and throws the ball over the fence in Middleburg Heights, like Bob Griffin III did, when he throws the ball over the fence every time over to the condos, that's the only way Shedeur Sanders isn't making the team and isn't eventually starting.
Well,
my whole argument is, make sure he's ready when you start him. Don't just do Brown stuff where it's like, well, we got to get a look at him. I want to make sure he's ready. But I think every Browns fan out there is like, yeah, guys, he's going to make the team. He's going to start.
I was going to say the only way I could see him not making the team, like kind of what you laid out, and also if everything the Giants leaked to the media is actually 100% true. Like if he
I don't
went
think
up
they were
there,
leaking it to the media. I think they had an air horn.
They just flat out told him.
Yeah.
If he is like going up and trying to do the whiteboard and going, no, that's actually 13 players on the whiteboard
is he
there.
Eating the bark.
Yeah. Like they made him sound like Cro-Magnon, man. Like he had no idea what he's ever doing in football.
Caveman lawyer.
Doesn't it feel like though it's all been tests? Like You were drafted in the fifth round, so is he going to be the guy that pouts at home, or is he going to be the guy that flies to Cleveland and runs up hills? Well, we know the answer to that.
He flew
right?
to Cleveland and he ran up the hills, yeah. Walter Payton
and
style.
Now
yes,
he's the guy that's not getting any of the reps when the cameras are there during OTAs the first week.
Does anybody?
Right?
I want to know if anybody
is he going to be speaking out, or is he going to talk about how great the room is?
I hate to run you over on that, Stone. I want to know if anybody disagrees with me. Is Shedeur Sanders guaranteed to make this team and start a game this year? At any point, like, yes.
I'd put money on it.
Yes.
I would assume. Now, it'd be different.
I'd be willing to bet your house on it. You can guarantee the start.
Well, here's why. If I thought that they had an actual playoff team and they were supposed to be really good and they're one of those teams that just took Shedeur towards the end, and sometimes we've seen really good teams just throw you-know-what against the wall, take a quarterback in the late rounds, yeah, it'd be different.
But do you think he's going to jump the line? Because the line right now is Flacco, Pickett, somewhere.
So
one,
I don't
two,
feel.
Right?
I already don't feel that he's the fourth, because I think one of the
he's the third right now.
Well,
right?
What I'm saying is, I think either Flacco or Pickett will be out of here. So you've already moved one
so
by
he's
default.
The second for you
by default.
So he'll be the second starting quarterback of the Browns
hold on.
This season.
No, I don't. I don't know that. I do think there is a competition with Gabriel. I do think there is.
They really like Dylan Gabriel. But I just don't think that it's this massive controversy the way that some of the other national talking heads have seen it. Like, this is a team that does not have a long-term, any viable option at long-term with the quarterbacks here. And I think that when you don't have that, everybody's up for grabs. But when you take either one of these guys, like Dylan Gabriel, Dylan Gabriel is guaranteed to make this team, and Dylan Gabriel is going to start a game, but he's not a big-time national star the way the other guy is, and it's not going to sell any sizzle on any of the national shows. I mean, part of this is entertainment. Part of this is carnival barking. You can sit there and yell at journalistic integrity, but that's not what we are. And I think locally, I'm telling everybody something they already know. So when I hear all this stuff from like the national perspective, I go, what's this fight I'm hearing? Like, I don't hear Browns fans arguing whether or not Shedeur Sanders is going to make the team. I think the argument is, if anything, when he's going to start a game. And can he prove what he can prove in enough time? Can he get enough reps to prove that he's ready to start a football game? That's that pressure that's on him. That's what, like, Daryl was talking about earlier in the week on other shows. That's what we'll talk to Daryl about at 8 o'clock today. You know, that's some of the things that we have to discuss. Like, where are you going to be able to find the reps to prove that you're ready for this? Because once we set sail with the season, you know, it's going to be hard to get those reps. I mean, you're getting ready for games. You're getting ready to install and doing those other things. You're going to be running a lot of scout team. So those reps are going to go to guys who are hired. That's why this is, as much as people say, OTAs aren't important. Oh, hell yes, they are. Yes, because he is a backup right now, and he's a major star. And fans are going to want to see him as much as I want to fight the reasons why. So he's got to make the most of every single rep he gets in OTAs, in mini camp, and training camp. To sit there and say that OTAs aren't important, I think that they're not important to teams. I think they're not important to backups on teams that are ready to compete. I think they are extremely important to a team like the Browns with a guy like Shedeur Sanders. And I think anything to say differently, I think you're either vapid or you're sticking your head in the sand, one of the two. 216-474-0092. Well, is Shedeur guaranteed to make the team and start a game this year? Also, there might be good playoff players, but I might think that Darius Garland could end up better than them all in April's to come. Ken Carman, Tone Master General, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.